This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The death toll in the political rally stampede has risen to 36. More than 50 are under treatment at various hospitals. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has announced 10 lakh rupees ex gratia for the families of those who died in the stampede. The Chief Minister met his cabinet a short while ago, expressed condolences to the bereaved families and announced that a one-member commission led by former Justice Arunachadisan has been appointed by the state government to inquire into the incident. Those who are under treatment at the ICU will be given 1 lakh rupees from the Chief Minister's Relief Fund. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed grief over the unfortunate incident. In a social media post, President Murmu offered condolences to the bereaved family members and extended her prayers for the early recovery of the injured. The Prime Minister also prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched over 97,500 new 4G mobile towers across India, including 92,600 towers equipped with fully indigenous technology as part of a major push to expand digital infrastructure. The towers installed by BSNL at a cost of approximately 37,000 crore rupees are expected to bring high-speed internet to 30,000 additional villages. While announcing the rollout during his day-long visit to Jharsuguda in Odisha, Prime Minister Modi said that BSNL's indigenously developed 4G network now places India among the few nations capable of building and supporting its own telecom networks.
हमारे लिए गौरव की बात है कि हमारे BSNL ने अपने ही देश में पूरी तरह स्वदेशी 4G टेक्नोलॉजी विकसित कर ली है. अपनी मेहनत, अपनी लगन, अपनी कुशलता से BSNL ने नया इतिहास रच दिया है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 126th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The BRICS ministers of foreign affairs have condemned the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pehelgam on 22nd of April in the strongest terms. The BRICS ministers of foreign affairs held their annual meeting on the sidelines of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York yesterday. The meeting was chaired by India in its capacity as the incoming BRICS chair for 2026. In a joint media statement, the ministers expressed strong condemnation of any acts of terrorism as criminal and unjustifiable, regardless of their motivation, whenever, wherever, and by whomsoever committed. The Kol Desert Biosphere Reserve in Himachal Pradesh has been inducted into the UNESCO World Network of Biosphere Reserves. The announcement was made at the World Congress of Biosphere Reserves in Hangzhou, China, highlighting the region's significance as a model for sustainable development. First designated a national biosphere reserve in 2009, the Kol Desert now becomes India's 13th site in the global network. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra tomorrow. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall conditions over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand and Andaman and Nicobar Islands during next 2 to 3 days. In the opening day of the 12th World Para-Athletics Championship, India won a gold and a bronze. Shailesh Kumar clinched the gold medal in the men's high jump T63 category, while Varun Singh Bhati secured the bronze. Furthermore, Deepthi Jeevanji won silver medal in the women's 400-meter T20 event. In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will face off in the Asia Cup final at the Dubai International Stadium tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.